but you know nothing about her. Been to hell and back, I can show you vouchers. I'm rolling sweet, I'm smoking sour. Married to the game, but she broke her vows. That's why my bars are full of broken bottles, and my nightstands are full of open Bibles.
Hey everyone, what's up? Well, I'm in my closet. No undies on. No undies. Beautiful people, just want to say good afternoon to you. Let me see what's going on here. The music seems to be going on and on. It's supposed to stop because I'm going on live right now. Okay, I'm going to get out of the closet. But it's so happened that I'm in my office at home and all these kids are making noise outside. The time is different in different countries, and the time that I chose, I don't know if it's going to work out. The last time I spoke to the kids about making so much noise, all they said to me was, Mona, it's our playground because the playground happens to be right next to my office. What am I going to do? I just cannot manage in the real world because I'm a cyberspace girl. I remember years ago, I'm getting right back in the closet because as a child, I used to sit in the closet and cry. And so I'm going to sit in the closet and talk about my life. Yeah, when you think about my life, it's such a crazy life, and it's the life of many other people out there. I remember a couple of years ago, I gave radio a break, and I stayed home, went to school, and for some reason, life became rather boring. Remember that boyfriend I told you about, the one who we had sex and then I jumped into the pool because the sex was so good? Okay, well, he went down to Jamaica. He promised me he would come back. And, you know, 1 week after, 2 weeks after, 3 weeks after, turned into 3 months. And it went on and on. And I said, baby, when are you coming back? And he kept saying, you know, I'm coming soon. Soon. Every day I asked him, when are you coming back? He said, soon. And he kept on doing it over and over, and he never came back. And I got very depressed. And that's when I searched for love in cyberspace. I went on MySpace, and I remember one day when this nice, good-looking guy popped up, and we started to keep in touch. Oh, my God. Life was just all of a sudden so beautiful. The first thing he did was compliment me, said how beautiful I was. And when I finally gave him my number, he liked my voice. And so it was just compliments, compliments. When my boyfriend finally came back, I didn't have no time for him. Man, that motherfucker laid in the bed begging me to get off the computer. I said, listen, you went away for almost a year. During that year, I found a life, a new life, and I ain't looking back. You know, I didn't want that sweet dick no more. I didn't want nothing. Nothing at all. Because I became the cyberspace girl. I remember building his site for him, you know, setting up his profile. You know, I set it up with a house and a car in the front. And many people are living like that right now in the virtual world. Yeah. I just watched this documentary of this lady, 37 years old, and 4 kids, and married for 9 years. And her husband supports her. I mean, that guy pays every bill and takes care of his wife. And even after coming home from work, he washes all those dirty dishes. Because I ain't gonna lie to you, if you're involved in cyberspace, somewhere around the house is gonna be left dirty. No, I swear. Not that I'm a dirty girl, but I'm being honest to you. If you're in cyberspace, the dishes are not gonna be done. No. The way that we move is like we stay on the computer, and then we take like 20 minutes to do the things that you normally do in 4 hours. Be like, damn, I got to wash the dishes. Bam, 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 bam. And then back into the cyberspace world, you know? But thank God I have someone who does my dishes. But years ago, before then, you know, I would be like on MySpace or whatever, on Tagged, and I would be there for so long, you know, and before you know it, night comes down. And the hurting part about relationship in cyberspace is people tend to feel left out. And the ones that I really don't think it's fair to are the children. You know, they be like, mommy, you don't love me no more. You know, or if you say to them to do something, they say, oh, all you do is stay on the computer. You only care about the computer. You know, so you don't want that to happen. Life can be fun, but the children should not be hurt. I don't mind hurting a boyfriend who stay away for a couple months and doesn't really keep in touch the way he should. I don't mind doing that. As a matter of fact, another great thing about having love in cyberspace is if that relationship breaks up, if you're a DJ Mona Lisa, you can always find another boyfriend. Now, think about this. I'm a woman, as I always said, that I've been used, abused, you name it, in society. When I entered cyberspace, it's like so many men admired me. And have you ever heard about how Stella got her groove back? I definitely got my groove back. Now I have thousands of men that really and truly admire me. You may enter into this world and may not have the same luck as me, but I took a lot of photos. I can tell you how to go about doing it. You got to believe in yourself. You got to take a lot of photos, and you got to have the right personality, and you got to treat everyone well, you know, because you don't know who's going to be there for you. And overall, you should always treat people well, you know. So I end up having a lot of fans, a lot of friends. So as soon as one cyberspace love goes wrong, I just move on to the next one. Okay, let me tell you some of the relationships that I've had in this internet world. Let me see. Yeah, there was one that we spent a couple months talking online, fucking online, webcam, you know, and I went to Jamaica to see him. Damn, wow. The sex was great. But I noticed that every time that we made love, he would stare into space. And I was saying, what the hell is up with this dude? Only to find out that he was in a relationship for like 14 years, you know. And so the disadvantage about such relationship also is that these men may lie to you. Women do it too. You know, they lie to you. They don't tell you that they're in a relationship. And I got to be truthful in everything that I do, so I'm not holding anything back. When this particular girl, the girl of 14 years, heard about me, I remember calling me on my phone in Florida and told me that she was going to chop me up with a cutlass. And I was like, oh, my God. She said, if I ever come to Jamaica, she's going to chop me up with a cutlass. And I'd be like, I called my family in Jamaica, and I'd be like, I can't go to Jamaica. I can't come back there no more. And they said, why, Mona? And I said, because this girl said, if I ever come to the airport, she's going to chop me up. For real. But I was so nervous, you know, and I was like, here's the number. She called me. You all need to get in touch with the cops and tell them that this girl is threatening me. And so I told a couple of my fans, you know, that I can't come to Jamaica no more because this girl is threatening me. And they'd be like, DJ Mona Lisa, and a blood clot gal can't threaten you. You understand? Anytime you feel to come to Jamaica, you just come a yard. You get me? Anytime y'all come, just call me up, DJ Mona Lisa. Touch what? If she have a problem with her man, make sure her man go deal with that. But yo, DJ Mona Lisa, yo, hear my man. The girl can't stop you from coming to Jamaica. I mean, I was not even with the guy then, and the threats kept coming and coming, so I learned my lesson right there. But it so happened that internet love, oh my God, it's addictive. Because out here in the real world, I remember when I was searching for love in the real world, and it's like I couldn't see no many on the street that turned me on. I was like, where are the dudes at? Where are they at? They're not at Walmart. They're not in the supermarket. You just can't find them. And it so happened that there was this huge storm in Florida, and then all the nice dudes came out in the dark supermarket. And that supermarket was so fucking dark because the lights were out and everything, and I was in the supermarket shopping, and I was seeing them because, you know, the sunlight comes in and it's a little dim, you know. And so I was saying, fuck, where they been? If the storm didn't happen, these guys wouldn't come out. So one day I was coming from school. My car had broken down, and I was in this cab, and I said, and it happened for a reason. And I said to the cab driver, do you know where all the guys are at? What's going on in this world? You know, I keep looking, but it's like you can't see any guys on the street. The last time I saw them in the supermarket when the storm occurred, but I don't see them no more. And he said, everything is in cyberspace, girl. That's where you go find them all. And let me tell you, you should go untagged. Oh, my God. Those guys are... There was a time in my life when I would just search for a handsome man. Honestly, I don't look for that no more. There was also in a time in my life where I wanted light-skinned men. Yuck. I don't look for that no more. You know, as a matter of fact, it seems as if the blacker they are, the better they are. Super, you know. But, for real, I don't look for men just being handsome right now. So many men are like cute to me. I look at the body, I look at the way he talk, the things that he say. Like, I must confess that I was so lonely on Valentine's Day. Oh yeah, just broke up with this fool, and I'm gonna tell you about him soon. And so I was online, and I was cursing Valentine's Day. I was saying stuff like, this motherfucking day, please, you know, and stuff like that. And it was my way of saying I'm lonely, you know, and I know that many people were lonely too. And then I was untagged, you know, and then this guy that I admired all along, he said hi to me, and I said hi, but... The thing about me, I don't go around looking men. They have to look me. And I always wanted him to say something. He didn't say much all along, but on this particular day, he was asking me about Valentine's Day. And I say, fuck it, Mona. And so I wrote, I just wish I was your Valentine. And I waited like 2 minutes, and then he wrote back, for real? And honestly, he ended up spending the entire day with me, and we've been on the phone since. And the other night, we did have phone sex, and it was so good. I was like, oh. He said, baby, where do you want me to put it? I say, splash it all over my face and on my breast, splash it all over me. And he was like, for real? And I said, yeah. Yeah, baby, give me my juice. I want it. And he said, you want it? How much you want it? And I said, I want it real bad. Please, baby, give me my juice. Come on, baby. I want all of it. All of it. Please, please. Oh. And then he was like, Mona, Mona. Oh, it was so exciting. I mean, it's cyberspace. This world is so much better than the, I call the real world, the fake-ass world, because you have some fake-ass men where when you say to them, you go by their house and you spend the whole fucking night and they just give you one fuck. Did you hear me? One fuck all night. And then be snoring in your ears. And you be like, baby, baby, wake up. Fuck that shit. You fought me, then you go and snore, and I did not even come. Damn. I mean, men like that, I feel like just taking my shoes and go, slap, slap, slap. Wake up, bitch. I need to reach. I need to come. I mean, I drove all the way to your house, and you don't make me come. You know, so I don't really like the real world when it comes to stuff like that, you know? But I just love cyberspace love because your man is going to call you number one. He ain't calling you bitch and gal. He calling you baby, sweetheart. And he telling you, I love you, boo. And he asking you, you want some more? You know, it feels so good. And then you have some men that they want to tell you how they go about making love. Straight up, they're going to tell you, listen, I don't suck pussy. If you don't suck pussy, get out my fucking face. Get out my room. You don't suck pussy? I ain't wasting time with you. But in the real world, which I call the cyberspace world, I call it the real world, you'd be like, baby, you say, what you want me to do now, girl? I say, suck my pussy. And you say, I'm sucking it now. Do you like it? And I'll be like, yeah. Oh. He said, I'm kissing it now, you sweet pussy. So fat. Do you want more? I said, yeah, kiss it some more. Let me tell you something. You may not want to believe it, but the power of cyberspace is everlasting. It's so exciting to be in that world because sex on a wall, you use up 90% of your brain. 90% of your brain. Because you can be beside a pretty girl or a girl can be beside a handsome man. And I mean, certain things about him still turn you off, and he could be giving you the best fuck working artist ever, but it just don't feel right because you're not into him. But cyberspace, you don't really like, oh, your imagination just goes on and on and on, and you just want to make love to that person because you're not really, like, totally used to each other. You have some men that they even be fucking you and farting, or they fuck you, and after they fuck you, they be farting. For real, it turns me off. You know what I'm saying? So I just love the cyberspace world. All you're going to hear is the water running. You know, you washing his dick. And while you washing it, you be talking about, girl, damn, that was good. Now, I spoke to some guys in Jamaica lately, and they tell me, they say, Mona, I don't be talking to girls in Jamaica. And I say, why? And you notice I talk about Jamaica a lot because I'm really from Jamaica. You know, I am Jamaican. Wagwan. Yeah. But I came to the U.S. like 25 years ago, but still born Jamaican, okay? And so it's like, what was I saying? Yeah, they tell me that the girls in Jamaica, when you meet a girl, right away she gonna tell you that by the time you reach home, she called you and said, well, you can buy me some credit. And, well, you can beg your $1,000 nominee for buy some things I'm on and for do my ear. And so guys just get frustrated. They say, Mona, nowadays it's It's like nothing to see men in Montego Bay with white chicks that they meet online, because they're totally fed up with their own Jamaican girls. And I'll be like, what? A Delta Guana, Jamaica? Say, yeah, man. Mona, it's not like I wouldn't give a girl nothing, but once you lay down on top of her, she going to tax you. Well, it's the other way around. The disadvantage of internet love. Number one, them calls, they cost a lot. And you hardly find a woman in America that's going to tell a man in Jamaica or any other country that, listen, you got to buy the phone time to call me. You know, it's only logical because of the currency that you buy the time. You know, what they call a digicel? You get me? You go online and go online to digicel.something, blah, blah, come. It's not straight digicel.com, and then you know you put on some time on their phone, and you know, some of them, they be like, they talk to you like all the time, and they run up the time, and you got to buy it again, but at least, you know, you see where the interest is there for you. So I don't mind doing that, but then consider the plane ticket. Not everyone can afford a plane ticket. Okay, suppose DJ Mona Lisa can afford a plane ticket because, okay, I'll just do some photo shoots and some videos and interview some of my fans and meet with my fans. So with me, it works out just fine, you know, but it could get worse. For example, me. Met this nice guy online, and I got an apartment in Jamaica for whenever I go down to do photo shoots and stuff, and I got the apartment, and I allowed him to stay in the apartment. But the stupid me, being that I'm in America, I asked him to take care of the transaction, look the place for me, and take care of the deal for me and everything. Well, he got the receipt in his name. I go down to Jamaica, he told me that it's his place. So that's the bad part about it. The next bad part about it, if you get an apartment that you're going to stay in Jamaica and you let the guy stay there, pretty soon he's going to be calling you, Mona, the light bill is due. Mona, the water bill is due. Mona, the cable bill is due. And you know the part that I hate? Mona, me hungry. Blood clot, boy, come out of my face. I hate it. Where the blood clot, y'all come out, bottom me for? What the blood clot were you doing before you meet DJ Mona Lisa? Huh? I hate it, man. Where y'all calling about your hunger for? Turns me off. So you see, there's the good, bad, and the indifference about cyberspace love. Cyberspace love, mother-in-laws, they be real nice before you come, you know. They be like, Mona, you coming to Jamaica? Let me just watch the time as I'm talking. 36 minutes remaining, and I'm having some fun, but I want to hear some music. I'll be right back. Yeah, man. The storm is over.
My battle, all hope was gone.
You know I got to bring in God in everything that I do, because he got to lead me and direct me. Because although it's a show for mature audience and it's all a little naughty, a little kinky, I hope it will touch someone and change someone's life. Don't make the same mistake that I made. And I've made some very serious mistakes in my life in the cyberspace world. But at the same time, I must say that I'm grateful for the platform, because there were times in my life when men would just like this, when I was married, all my husband was concerned about was getting me pregnant. For every time you make a baby, I'm going to get you pregnant again, because I don't want no man to look at you. And I'm so happy that I'm no longer that person. I'm hot girl upon the internet, and I like it. You get what I'm saying? My self-esteem is built up. I got friends from all over the world, and I'm just feeling wonderful about myself. You know, I don't think a woman's supposed to just stay home, wash a man's clothes, and cook his food, and open up her pussy and give him some fuck, and still he be keeping women out there. So I really like cyberspace. It's wonderful. But some people just gone too far with it. For example, remember the lady that I told you about? I'm going to go back in the closet. When I'm in the closet, I sound sexier. So I'm back in the closet. Give me a minute. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, I come in this closet sometime and fuck myself down. Yeah, so as I was saying now, the lady, 37 years old, right? 4 kids, have a husband, and with him for 9 years, he's a good provider and everything. Should she have a virtual affair online? I definitely don't go for that one. Unlike me, I'm a single mother, but I'm not with anyone. You get me? But with her having her husband and then be acting like a kid, you should see when the guy broke up with her online. You know, in the virtual world, she was like, in front of her husband. And he'd be like, what now? Robbie broke your heart, right? And she'd be like, yeah. And he'd be like, the way that you love him is the way I love you. But you just can't see it. Right now, they're in therapy. There's one couple that I looked at the video. They met in the virtual world, and they got married in the virtual world, and then they decided that they wanted to marry for real. And as a matter of fact, she's pregnant right now with her husband's child, and congratulations to a couple like that. I'm very happy for them. You know, it's going to work for some people, and it's not going to work for others, because, for example, I was in Jamaica the other day, and things weren't working out with my current boyfriend then, who turned out to be nothing but a total thief. I don't even say thief. I love to say theft. The guy is a theft. You understand what I'm saying? You have people who just go online, search for women, target certain women, and then they have each of them sending them money. Yeah, the first week when I met that guy, he had the nerve to tell me that he has a rental that he rented 2 weeks ago, and he has to use it to carry his son to school, and if I could help him to pay for it. And I was like, what the fuck is this? What is this I got myself into? So I kind of saw it coming. The guy is a professional thief. Not to mention, when I was in Jamaica, I mean, they drunk me, purposely drunk me. He purposely drunk me. You get me? I'm not a drinker, and I wasn't feeling well, and they told me that stone ginger wine is good for me. I drank the wine, then he kept on saying, drink more, drink more, drink more. You know, he claimed that I say, I want more, but that's way after you kept saying, drink more, drink more, drink more. You got me. I was beginning to get tipsy, but I remember his mom saying that I'm Mona. And I said, I remember saying, I'm tipsy. I'm tipsy. And she said, come on over to the house. And I went. And all I can recall is me handing her money, handing her money, handing her money. And then I left. And then only to find out that I handed her $10,000. For what? To make me grate a cake to bring back to America, to make me breadfruit to bring back to America. What the fuck? You shouldn't take advantage of me in such a state. So you see, sometimes you end up meeting some people that are really, that really intend to ruin your life. But I must confess, though, that if I had to choose between cyberspace love and having it or not having it, I would definitely go for having it, because I am very happy with my life, I must confess. It's the happiest I've ever been. If I should die, like, tonight, I will say, God, thank you for the last few years that I've spent on this earth, because I'm so happy. There are times when my internet friends, they send me poems, and there are other times when they send me songs. There are other times when they just simply say happy birthday, and it goes on and on and on. Then you would be surprised to know that I'm not disrespected online. It's only like out of thousands of friends, I'm totally respected. But like my email is public, and so certain people get through to my email. And there was this man who sent me his dick. I wanted to vomit. Why are you just throwing your dick all over the place? I don't want to see your dick. If you're my cyberspace lover, definitely. Like, I have this pic that I got like 2 days ago, and I'm like, fuck. Damn, baby. Oh, are you going to kill me with that? Damn. I don't think I can handle it, you know? So, you know, that's the good part about it, you know, but you got to, like, watch out for the kids. If you're on your computer, make sure the kids are not in the room, because it's not nice when your kids see mommy looking at a dick. It's definitely not nice. Seriously, though. Seriously. All you cyberspace junkies like myself, you need to, there's a thin line between what you're doing, you know, and totally disrespecting the world out there. You know, you gotta respect the children. If the children say, mommy, can I have some lemonade? Get up, motherfucking, give them the lemonade. Why you sit there on the internet when the kids want the lemonade? Go give the kid the lemonade. You be like, go get it yourself. Go in the fridge. No, get up and give the kid the lemonade. I don't like that. Also, remember, the kids need to take a shower. And do not send the money that you get for child support, send it to your cyberspace love. Because the children need food, the children need clothes, the children need shelter. At the end of the day, the love may not work out. You understand? So I know that we all have some weakness, you get me, but I try to be strong. I really try to be strong. I ain't going to hit you for being weak. All I'm going to say is, if you're doing it, don't do it no more. Think before you leap. The children got to eat. The children got to stay clean. The children got to be put to bed. And the children need your time. God knows. I'm not going to knock you down and say you're no good because you don't do that. But because this cyberspace world is very tempting. But please try to be there for them. Because watching the documentary today, it really hurted my soul when the kid said that, mommy don't love me no more. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm crying inside. And then, oh, it's really hurting me inside. Is it hurting you, too? When a child say, mommy, you don't love me no more. You only care about that guy on the internet. You know, it can be Really sad. Don't do it. Don't do it to bad child. Really sad. Now, you have some wackos out there, some wacko woman out there, like this woman. This woman, she went to Africa, leaving like 5 kids in the house by themselves just to go see a cyberspace lover. In Africa. How the hell are you going to leave 5 kids in the house by themselves below 13 years old to go to Africa to see your man? And she was in Africa for like 5 days. So when that bitch got off the airplane, the authorities were right there waiting for her. Now you, I would send her to jail for a lifetime. You can't be stupid like that. I know. It's a strong emotion. It's so supercalifragilisticexpialidocious cyberspace love. But you got to stay in touch with reality. I mean, honestly, this real world is a lot of bullshit going on. That's why I stay on most of the time. You step out in the real world, bullshit people saying bullshit things, you understand, and doing bullshit things their way, and don't care a shit how you care, how you feel. And of course, you want to escape to that world. You know, you might have a girl who telling you, you're careless, you're walkless, get up, no man, find something to do with your life, get up, no man, come out of the house. But yes, cyberspace girl is the one who say, baby, don't give up. I know the world is rough out there for men. You know, do you have a dream? What is your dream? Are you working towards it? You know, in the real world, some women just don't know how to talk to their man. You know what I'm saying? So men escape to the cyberspace world a lot of time just to feel loved. Like for me, for example, I call all my friends boo and baby. I take on my shoulder take on all the weight. For all the women out there who aren't treating their man good, I'll be like, baby, what's up? You all right? You get me? And I thank God for who I am, because they'd be like, what's up, Mona? I ain't feeling good today, girl. You know, and I'd be like, what's up, boo? Talk to me. You know, so I'm glad I'm like that to my fans. But you have women who definitely disrespect their man at home. As I was telling you, there's this guy, he's my ultimate fan online. And when I went to Jamaica and things weren't working out with that theft, I called him up and I was honestly disappointed. Why? Let me drink a little water. I was disappointed because his woman was right there. He never told me. I swear he was so crazy for me. And, I mean, a baby was right there crying too. And he was like, hi, Mona, I want you to talk to my family. And the next thing I knew, I was talking to his girlfriend. And the worst part about it, she totally respects me. She heard so much about me, DJ Mona Lisa. You know, and she was like, hi, Miss Mona, how you doing? Hi, I've heard so much about you. And I was like, oh, my God, I felt so guilty, so guilty. And the worst part about it was when the guy said to me, Mona, where you at? Because I got to see you before I go. I just got to see you. And my girl is cool. She will even give me the money to come see you. You know, so that's really. At 21 minutes remaining, and I'm just longing for her.
Girl, just like magic, just in your love, keeps pulling me in. If it's a battle, I fight for you. I have to win to prove to you my love, so deep within. It's even getting deeper since I represent. Baby, tell me more. What am I going for?
Yeah, my life a bitch, but you know nothing about her. Been to hell and back, I can show you vouchers. I'm rolling sweet, I'm smoking sour. Married to the game, but she broke her vows. That's why my bars are full of broken bottles, and my nightstands are full of open Bibles.
Some people suffer obstacles, my journey's continue. The devil is always gonna be around, haunting you. Every single day will be taunting you. Babylon always looking something to plant on you. Some people suffer obstacles, my journey's continue. The devil is always gonna be around, haunting you. Every single day.
Throw dirt on me and grow a wildflower. But it's
yes, beautiful people, just want to thank you all for tuning in to my show. And I just love listening back to these shows on iTunes. Just search for DJ Mona Lisa Broadcasting. And I just thank God that I was born. Yeah, my mom wanted to abort me, but I'm so thankful that I was born, because only few people you find nowadays that are dealing with real life situations. You know, we ain't covering up anything right here. I'm talking about life as it really is. And all this time of being on the internet, I try to be real with you, to be real with myself. And the focus of the day is loving in cyberspace, but not making the kids feel left out. You know, the love can be so good. Really, 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 really good. You know, and also being careful when traveling abroad to see your cyberspace lover. Because I remember one time I was supposed to go to Jamaica to take care of some business. And I said to my cyberspace love that I'll be coming to Jamaica so to meet me at the airport. I landed in Jamaica sometime during the night. It was very, very late. And I normally travel with my bodyguard, and I told him there was no need for him to come. And so I went by myself, and lo and behold, there was no one at the airport to meet me. I was standing there totally stranded, not knowing what to do. And I remember calling him on the phone, and he was like, "You're at the airport? Oh, no, motherfucker, you didn't know I'm coming." I spoke to him all the way at the airport, at the Miami airport. I stayed on the phone with him. He knew that I would land in another, like, an hour, and by the time I landed, no one was there. And you know why? Because he has his woman at home. He has a real life, you know? So you got to be really, man, this thing is a deep topic. This topic is deeper than I thought, you know, because, I mean, lives can be wrecked. I mean, people can be disappointed. Quite a few times, you know, I've seen guys online, and they look good and everything, and then you meet them in person, they're short, real short. And I'll be like, fuck, yeah. And they don't tell you their real height. And I remember wearing slippers just to stay on the height with this fool. And that wasn't nice, because I'm a booty girl, as I always say. I love to wear my leather boots. And then one day I said to myself, hell no, I ain't going to stay down there just to please him. I like to be up there. You know, so you may see someone online and that person may seem to be your type, and until you see them in person, there are many disappointments in person. As you notice, I'm telling you the good, bad, and the indifference. There are many major, major disappointments in real life. The good part about it is the sex, being that you all wanted each other for a long time, and you imagine it, when you get together, the sex can be real good, but then you got to consider gonorrhea, AIDS, syphilis, you got to consider all these diseases, and not to mention getting pregnant. That never happened to me, but I'm sure it happens to a lot of people. Then you come back to America or wherever you live, and you don't know where your baby papa is. You don't even know the place in Jamaica where you went, or the place in Africa where you went, or the place in Guyana where you went and met his relatives. So you don't even know where to bring back that child to show that child that this is where your relatives came from. You know, so, and not only that, if you go out of the country and come back pregnant, it's on you. You know, I don't agree with abortions, but it's on you to pay for your own abortion. I'm sure no guy gonna send no money from no small island country and say, hey, here's the money to take the abortion. You're on your own. Not to mention, if you bring forth that child, you know, the guy may not have a visa to be by your side. So I'm telling you, I thought about this topic, but I never knew that I would dive into it so deep, or it would become so deep, because it's really hammering my soul right now when I think about all the people who could possibly be hurting right now because of a long-distance relationship, be really, really hurting. Let me see some of the things that one has to consider also. Let's say you never traveled before and you're going abroad to meet with your long-distance lover. You never traveled before. You may not be aware that your system doesn't agree with the water. Before you know it, your entire vacation is messed up. You go there and you drink the water. Your belly hurt for days. And I remember going abroad and drinking the water, and I remember feeling like I want to pass out. It was worse than giving birth to a child. It's an lingering pain that lingers on and on. And I remember also when the sweat ran over my face, I perspired. That's how much I wanted to pass out. And it so happened that, you know, whoever is abroad may not understand how you really feel, because the water never affected them. So, you know, if you find out that it's the water and you tell them that the water is affecting me, they'd be like, what? The water never affect me. I'm coming to affect you. So you got to take that into consideration. Also, you got to take in consideration that when you go abroad to see your long-distance lover, when you come back, you also have the bills to deal with. So you didn't pay the rent, and you sacrificed the rent to buy the plane ticket, you know, and to buy him some clothes and to go abroad. And then you come back. By the time you come back, you're not only looking at one rent, you're looking at two rent. And before you know it, you're going to get an eviction notice. You know, so all these things got to be taken into consideration. So I would say that if you want to go see your lover abroad, make sure that the bills are paid. Make sure that you have some money in your bank account for that you can fall back on when you come back. And also, you may be in college and you have your schoolwork to do. You should also make sure you travel with a laptop, and also make sure that you have access to the internet in whatever country that you go to. Because so many times I've been abroad and I've not been able to access the internet. And then by the time I come back and I go untagged, I'm down to zero love. I mean, I'm used to 100% love. I'm down to zero because people be saying, man, she ain't even remember me. That girl dogged me. And, you know, people are feeling left out. What I also realize when traveling to your long-distance lover, one thing that is very important and crucial, when you travel to the next country, make sure you immediately purchase a phone with your own phone number. Because if things go down, you can't ask the person that you're arguing with to lend me your phone. They're not going to lend you. You need to have your own phone to get on the phone, call someone, and let them know what's going on. Hey, I'm here with this fool, and he's dogging me, and his family's here. I don't know what the fuck is going on. or I'm here and it seems as if they intend to rob me, this is the address. It's something. As a matter of fact, you should not go abroad without letting someone get the phone number, the address, and certain information of where you're going. So many people have been killed. Now, this is really, really serious. So many people have died. The really sad part about it is many teenagers are lurked away by strangers online, not to mention boys who are lurked by older men, even men in Congress. You understand? Who want to be with these little boys, and they go on the Internet. So when I talk about Internet love, we also have to be we also have to be fair and look at it from every angle. Internet love also includes little boys being lurked away by men, older men that want to meet with them. Yeah, older men want them to show their private parts on the Internet. That's also Internet love. And so parents have to be on their guard when their children are on the Internet to make sure what's going on. I'm sure there are ways. To be honest with you, but I never had to do it. But I'm sure there are ways to make sure that your child don't go on certain sites on the Internet, because it's very dangerous out there. So many people have lost their lives. But losing your life is one thing. Losing your mind is another thing. Internet love will drive you crazy, because you're so used to having that person talking to you online every day. The day that that person doesn't come online, it's like you're going to lose your mind. And let's say that person decide that they no longer want to deal with you. You don't know what to do with yourself. It's honestly, I'm not going to say almost, it is suicidal. It is suicidal, especially if that person is popular and you see that person popping up all over the place online and ain't even paying you no mind. It's very suicidal. So I realize that when you're on the Internet, make sure that you protect your mind. And this may sound corny, but make sure that you protect your soul. Your soul. And that's another topic by itself. You got to protect your spirit, your mind, your body, and soul. Only 7 minutes to go, and I must say that it's wonderful, as usual, talking to the most beautiful people in the entire world. Just want to take time out to thank you for visiting my channel on YouTube, youtube.com/user/TheSexyMonaLisa. Once again, that's youtube.com/user/TheSexyMonaLisa. I noticed that I have like 20,000 channel views this week. Thanks to everyone for supporting me and also for supporting me on Blog Talk Radio. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills, and everywhere that yours truly, DJ Mona Lisa, is right here. It took a lot to do this show today. I mean that it normally takes a lot, because whenever I'm doing a show, I got to just remain quiet. And after I do a show, I'm weak. I don't know why, but I'm weak. It's like some entity come and use my body, you know, and gives a message, and then it leaves, and then I'm so weak. But I've been here thinking about you. I've been thinking about you for true, and I've been thinking about how so many of you may also be in love with me. And it's so sad to know that there's only one me, but spiritually there are many of me. So I guess each and every one of you can take a part of me. I do love you from the bottom of my heart and soul, and I honestly wish that I could belong to more than one person. Physically, I can't. Spiritually, I can. I can escape to cyberspace world, and I can live the life that makes so many people happy. Let us pray. Father, we just want to thank you for a wonderful show. Thank you for who I am, and I will never change. As I said before, take care of yourselves. God bless you. DJ Mona Lisa, just go.
Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world.
and grow a wildflower. But it's the world, get a child louder. Yeah, my life will bitch, but you know nothing about her. Been to hell and back, I can show you vouchers. I'm rolling sweet, I'm smoking sour. Married to the game, but she broke her vows. That's why my bars are full of broken bottles, and my nightstands are full of open Bibles.
DJ Mona Lisa on Facebook, facebook.com/DJ Mona Lisa.